Well, hello and welcome to my podcast, Broken But Healed. And I've given this one a title, Forgiveness. One of the keys, one of the vital keys to your healing is forgiveness. And yes, it is a process. Notice I said process, because it is. And different individuals' process may not be the same. Some people it takes years, some it takes months, some it takes days, some minutes, and some are just instantly. And I just want to say God richly bless those whose process is instant. Come on, this one is a real biggie, because a lot of times we think that we are completely healed of a past hurt or trauma occurrence, when in all actuality, what we have done is just swept it under the rug and simply walking on that bump in the rug. Bumps in the rug. How about that? You know what? Bumps in the rug can lead us to falling down naturally and spiritually, unless we deal with that dirt or unfortunate mishap of our past. The first step is to realize that, yes, it did happen. Yes, I did it. Yes, they said it. And now I must move on by forgiving myself first, and then forgiving the person if there is one to forgive. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 14, in the Message translation, it says, you cannot get forgiveness from God, for instance, without forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. So, forgiveness will bring supernatural healing to the body. It'll bring healing to the mind and the soul. So, just let me give some examples using my own personal journey. Come on, this is the unedited version. And as they say, to make a long story short, listen, at the age of 4 years old, I was living with my natural mother and father, who could really not afford in no way to take care of me. And I was taken suddenly to live with my grandparents. Didn't understand all that was going on. All I knew was that I felt lonely, I felt abandoned, and I felt unloved. But as time went on, thank God, I found out that that was not really the case at all. You know what? It's amazing how the enemy can play tricks on your mind and we not even be aware of it. You know, what we don't know can actually hurt us, and that's the truth. What we don't know can hurt us, because I found out later on that I was more loved than I could ever imagine, first by God, and then also by my parents and grandparents. When you don't know all the details of a situation, we can oftentimes make assumptions, which can impact us for a long period of our lives. And it can even impact those individuals we come in contact with. As time went on in my life, and as I grew older, I had to shake that spirit of abandonment off me. And I had to allow Christ to fill my heart with more of his supernatural love, which was far more than any love I could get from a human being. Now, it may sound simple, but it wasn't at first. But my total life existence depended upon it. I had to forgive. I had to forgive myself for believing a lie when I didn't know all the details. I had to forgive my parents as well, because I thought they just gave me away, when in fact, that was not the truth. Like I said, that's just the short version, but it still required forgiveness. And I had to release them so I could be free. You hear me? I had to release them so I could be free. so I could be free to marry and have my own children and do what I had to do to make sure God would keep us together forever. And he has done that. He has done just that. Glory to God. Now, let's give me a minute. I want to read a scripture to you. It's very familiar. It's found in Luke, the 13th chapter, and I'm reading it from the Passion Translation. Come on, if you have your Bible, come on, read this with me. Luke, the 13th chapter, and I'm reading it out of the Passion Translation. And it says, one Sabbath day, while Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he encountered a seriously handicapped woman. She was crippled and had been doubled over for 18 years. Her condition was caused by a demonic spirit of bondage. Don't you know forgiveness can cause bondage in your life? You're really not free. You think you're free, but you're not free. Look, it says her condition was caused by a demonic spirit of bondage that had left her unable to stand up straight. Listen, not able to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her condition, he called her to him and gently laid his hands on her. Then he said, dear woman, come on, and this is genderless, so I'm going to say, dear man, you are free. I release you forever from this crippling spirit, that crippling spirit of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can cause a spiritual crippling spirit to come on you and you don't even realize it. So today, come on, accept what Jesus said so you can stand up straight and so you can be free. Look, it said instantly she stood straight and tall and overflowed with glorious praise to God. Did you hear that? God wants you to be free. He wants you to be delivered from the spirit of unforgiveness. So right now, if what I have said has brought something or someone to your mind, and you know you need to forgive them. You can't just keep sweeping up under a rug. Oh, I don't need to do that. Come on, you know you need to forgive and you know you need to release him. You may have to call them up or you may have to go visit them. Come on. Now, this is real, genuine, godly humility I'm speaking of. You've got to open your mouth, and I want you to do that right now. I want you to open your mouth. If this has located you in any area of your life where you know that you haven't genuinely forgiven somebody, because you know if you keep thinking about it, you keep wondering about it, come on, you need to be free. You want to be able to stand up straight. You want to be able to walk in your true call. Open your mouth now as an act of faith and say with me, call out their name or call out their names. Come on, I'm going to give you a moment. Just think about it in your mind. Think about who they are. And then after I get off of this episode, you may think of some other names. You can go back and re-listen to this, but I want you to call out their name or their names. And I want you to say, open your mouth, say their name. Come on, say it, say it, say their name. And say, I forgive you by faith. And I release you from all the pain, all the hurt, and all the trauma that I have allowed you to hold me captive for all these years. Come on, I want you to say, I am free and I am loved by God. I will walk in my freedom and I will sleep well at night. No more laying in bed at night, tossing and turning. I am free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I am indeed free starting today. There are no more bumps in the rug. in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the healing begin as I pray for you as I get ready to get off. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for each and every person that has listened to this podcast. And we thank you, Father, for the supernatural power of your Holy Ghost fire in their mouth, in their belly, God, whatever's hurt them, whatever's caused them to have trauma. Lord, first of all, help them to forgive themselves and move on in life with your Holy Spirit. Let them operate in love and peace and joy. Let laughter overshadow them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you're hearing us. And we thank you, Father, that somebody or somebodies are hearing this podcast and they are being set free totally. No more bondage, no more hindrances, no more anything that's not of you, Father. We thank you in advance for what you're doing. And even if we have to listen to this podcast over and over until we sense it in the natural, because it's already taking place in the spirit. Thank you, Father, for calling us to you and saying that we are free. We are loosed from every infirmity. Every spirit of arthritis, I bind you up now. Every spirit of pain in your body, I command it to leave right now. Mental, physical, psychological illnesses, I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak divine healing over you now and forever in Jesus' name. God, we give you praise. You begin to give God praise for what he's doing, for what he's done for you supernaturally by the power and by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we give you praise. So I thank you all for tuning in to this podcast, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. And stay tuned for the next podcast of Broken But Healed. Have an awesome day.